Hi Richard, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
What, after several bottles of Holsten?
Once more?
I'm fine. What is this going to be on?
It's going to be on my website.
Right.
You have seen it, haven't you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So
I'm okay. I mean, you know, you've caught me at a time when it's a little bit late and I've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
So otherwise I'm fine.
I remember the last interview I did with you back in time, Birmingham.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm doing the interview now, because that's when I get the best answers from you, right?
Well, I've had a few drinks.
So what have you been up to since we last talked?
Since we last talked, well, the last time we talked, I would probably tell you that I was working with Elixir,
yeah,
doing Republic, and we're still working on that. We've got about 6 months left before it's due to be released, and we're just about starting to get our sound in now. It's been a complete nightmare.
Why?
Because that's the nature of games development in 2002.
Had a great night, Richard. Respect.
Thanks. The problem is that, you know, it's going to be on your website, and I'm going to say a lot of incriminating things, and it worries me, because things have been difficult in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working for a company for a year, whereas for the 15 years before that, I was working freelance in games. And working freelance was a lot easier because I could get up when I felt like it. I could work the hours I wanted to work. I could do anything I wanted to do. If I didn't feel like working on one day, I could just take the day off. I feel guilty if I did that. And I work 24 hours the next day, or whatever, to make up for it. But nowadays, I have to get in at a certain time. I have to go back at a certain time. And I have to fill out holiday forms. And I have to do all that sort of stuff, which I find very strange, because it just seems to have nothing to do with creativity, you know, making something that's going to entertain people. I find it very, very strange. But having said this, Elixir, the company I work for, is a brilliant company. I think that in England, certainly, it is by far the best company to work for. I think it's a company that everybody, especially people I've been talking to tonight, everybody wants to work for them. So I'm very lucky. In the last year, I've been working for Elixir, and it's been brilliant, but it's also been very difficult because I'm used to being a freelance.
So do you think that's the main difference between working with games today, if you compare it with the 80s and 90s, by the way?
Working with games in the 80s and early 90s, it was like working in a band in those days, because you'd have four or five people working on a game, and it was like being in a band. And I don't know what my role would have been, drummer, bass player, I don't know, but it was like that. Nowadays we've got about 70 people in the company. It's like working in an orchestra, okay, or a big band or whatever. It's far less focused than it was. And, you know, in those days you'd have one person, say, designing the whole game. Nowadays you've got a whole committee of people designing games. The stakes are so much higher. You've got games like Doom 3 coming out, there's Wolfenstein, all those kind of games that are just, like, so megabucks involved. Just having to compete, knowing that you're working in a market where 80% of the people who are working in the games industry are working on products that won't sell a single copy. It's actually very gloomy. But I'm lucky because I'm working with some cool people, and I think we're going to sell a few games, you know.
So you're still composing, right?
Yes, but I'm composing just certain parts of the games that we're doing. I'm actually using a full-time composer now. A guy I've been working with for a number of years, James Hannigan, who's worked on a lot of games for EA. He's worked on games for Digital Anvil. He worked on Conquest. He's working on Freelancer. Is that a game? Don't quote me on that one. but he's a fantastic orchestral composer, and I like to work with people like that, specialists. My job is more of a managerial job nowadays. I do the difficult stuff, like if we're is that another question, maybe?
Well, actually, you've been to all three Back in Time live events. Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
What makes you come back?
To the Back in Time thing. Yeah, that's a good question. I just love it, really. I like the fact that people just care about it. That they, because when we were doing it, none of us would have even considered that anybody would enjoy it enough to well, I don't know, it's just people seem to have been influenced by it. Their whole lives were dictated. It's so odd, because when I used to listen to music 20, 25 years ago, I had people that I loved and I wanted to be in that band, or I wanted to make that record or whatever else, and I come across people who feel the same way about our games, and I would never have thought so when we were making them. We were doing some cool stuff, but it never occurred to me that the people that were playing the games would want to would their whole lives would be influenced by it. So I come back here because I kind of respect it, really, I suppose, and also I like the people as well. I've met some good people of the first Birmingham thing. I like the people I've met from the demo scene. I like the remixes. Some cool people who think the same way that I do, I think, to some degree. Probably more so.
So what do you think of tonight's event? Is it the best one so far?
It's completely different to the other two that I remember. There's a different slant on it this year. We've got a lot of live music being played. And, people who've made completely new live versions of the old tunes. So that's really interesting. I've seen people I haven't seen for a long while. I don't know if it's better than the last one or the one before. I don't know. It's just another one that's just really special and interesting.
Talking about remixes, have you heard much of the stuff that's out there, and what do you think of it?
I've heard quite a bit of stuff. Some of it I really like, but other things I don't. And I think that some people have made a very poor attempt at remixing things, but other people have done some really special stuff. So I'm in two minds about it.
So are you thinking of doing something yourself, of like a Cauldron 2 or something like that?
Well, I did a remix of my James Pond Robocod tune for Immortal 2, but that was actually very similar to the thing I did for the original game. I just took it a little bit more seriously this time. But otherwise, I probably wouldn't consider doing that. I have done an orchestral remix of the Barbarian music. It might get used at some point, I don't know. But I wouldn't try and take anything that I've done and do anything special and different with it. Ever.
How about doing an orchestra version of Barbarian and bring an orchestra back for Back in Time 4?
Well, that would very much depend on how much money is available to do that, because orchestras aren't exactly very cheap. But then some are. I mean, we've come across orchestras in Eastern Europe that would be fairly reasonable. But the reason I didn't use an orchestra for the James Pond Robocod thing was because they're too expensive and there was no budget for it. I just simply wouldn't do it. But yes, I would love to use an orchestra for the Barbarian thing. I've scored it for orchestra, so yeah, why not?
And perform on next Back in Time Live.
Well, if Chris Abbott's got a few, £20,000 or so to do it with, yeah, sure.
Okay, it's a done deal then. I'm going to talk to Chris about that. Okay, thanks again for talking to me. Tell me what's up next. What's ahead of you?
Okay. Well, we have several new game concepts in the pipeline at Elixir. These are all exceptionally interesting, far more so than I could have imagined. Really very interesting indeed. One in particular is going to be a really, really major challenge for me. I'm very excited by it. And the other one is a very fun kind of concept anyway. I don't think it'll be such a challenge, but it's very interesting. I think that I don't want to tempt fate here, but I have no intention of going back to a freelance life. While Elixir is looking very positive and we have these games that we're developing, and I'd like to just stay with them for the time being. I think I'm with the best company in England, by far, and so what else can I do?
Thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure.
This audio file was downloaded from www.c64hq.com.